some bootleg sisters out here. I ain't even gonna front. There's some bootleg sisters out here. Still mad because I'm cute. Mad because I got some fly boots on. Mad. Petty bras. I'm just gonna stand so you can look at me. Just mad. No, but the truth is, ladies, the reality is that we have to want more. You have to want more. And when I became a mother, it changed everything in my life. It changed everything. But just because we're mothers, that don't mean we're friends. You ever see some other mothers, you like, somebody should kill her before she multiply. You ever seen these women? There's some women out here, they think we friends because we... I had a woman in my daughter's school. She thought because we both were crazy enough to pay like forever tuition that we were friends. No, we ain't friends. We both got issues. We got special needs for overcompensating. Oh my God, I love you. Are you Samira's mom? Oh my God. Hi, I'm Amanda. So good to meet you. So, you know, and white women get in your box when they talk. You know that's right. They get all up in your box. Black women have a box. Write this down for all the white folks here. Take a note. Tweet this. Black women have a box. You can't just be jumping up in our box. But she ain't know this, so she saw all in my face. Oh my God, you're so cute. You're amazing. Oh my God. And they say little racist stuff. Don't even know they saying something racist till you punch them in the throat. Don't even know. And then you the angry black woman because she got out the gate. She said something, watch this. Oh my God, you're so amazing. And I love your daughter. She's so cute. She's adorable. She's like this little like chocolate cookie. I could just eat her. Did this witch just call my baby a chocolate cookie she wanna eat? That's racist. And then she just keep talking and when she, y'all, I was trying to get her vote. This was the first election. So I was on some yes we can. So I let her get in my box, but she kept going. And look at you. You're so amazing. I love you. Look at your little tight butt and hit me on the tail. I said, I'm about to lose this woman vote. About to lose her vote. And then she did something, y'all, that we don't play this game right here. She got in my box and she said, and I love that hair. Oh my God, it is so adorable. I love your hair. What is that? And in that moment, I caught a charge. You understand what I'm saying? Ladies, let's be real. We don't even let the men we sleep with touch our hair. Do you understand? We done glued it in, sewed it in, lied to it, cried with it. We don't even let them, we lay over the bed like this. We won't let you touch our hair. Go ahead, Leroy. Leroy, go ahead. This $1,800. This $1,800, Leroy. So in that moment, I lost her vote. And as my uncle would say, who's been incarcerated for the majority of my life, this means nothing, but it means a lot. He said, we became unbenefited. Ain't even a real word. Ladies, before I go, I do have to say this, though. I know how many of y'all love the Lord. You go to church, you love the Lord. Yeah. I want y'all to do me a favor, though. Just do me one little favor. Please. Stop going to church looking for husbands. Could you do that for me, please? Now, this ain't even a joke. This is a public service announcement. Stop going to church looking for husbands. Because there's some beautiful men of God in church. Yes. Beautiful men of God. But the truth is, they looking for husbands too. So you got to get in line, baby. Look, that's my time. I'm Michelle, the Indie Mama Comedy. Thank y'all so much.